episode 2781, Playing Not to Lose.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. But today, I want you to take a break, a soul break. I want you to take a deep breath because God has got something planned for you in this moment. You're not here by chance. I have been praying for you. God has been drawing you closer. But the question is, are you playing not to lose? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's important for us to turn inward, to shut down the distractions for a moment so we can focus on what God has in store for our hearts. How are you showing up every day? Are you one who is purpose-driven and present? This is the day that the Lord has made. Stop playing not to lose. Now, I know it sounds a little strange. You're probably already going, what does she have up her sleeve today? Well, today I want you to get ready for a ride. It's time to take a peek at what God sees. You know, college football has officially started. Woo! Crazy though how I watched a game being played in Ireland, Nebraska versus Northwestern. Maybe you had a chance to watch it. It was strange, yet an incredible game that taught life lessons on the snaps. Oh, yes. It was late in the fourth quarter with only 7 minutes left in the game. Okay, 7 minutes and change. Northwestern was ahead by 3 points, 31-28. Now, Northwestern had gained that 3-point lead and didn't want to lose it. So when they got the ball back, it was a struggle to even call it a drive per the commentator. I kind of giggled. I was like, really? You just said that? And I kind of watched it too. I mean, we only got like 6 or 7 yards, and I'm thinking, that's not getting you to a first down. And it really didn't give them, because they were back in the closer to the end zone. And so when they punted, they only got to like the 45-yard line. Well, how is that going to help them? Nebraska is going to have a chance to what? At least get positioned to make a 3-point and tie the game, maybe even get a touchdown and win. But you see, Northwestern, they were playing not to lose. However, let's look at Nebraska. Nebraska wasn't willing to do much more, though. They just wanted to keep the ball on the ground to avoid any interceptions, which, by the way, happened at the end with about a minute 27 left in the game. I had to giggle then. Playing not to lose. Where does that get you? For Nebraska, they lost to Northwestern. The announcers were amazed at how the season had begun. Really? Northwestern on top. I think they were really shocked. I mean, genuinely shocked. Like, why didn't Nebraska win? So where does that get you? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Where did God play not to lose? He didn't. God knew what he wanted for his creation, so he spoke it and it was finished. I find that we dance with the fear of not wanting to commit to what God has specifically laid on our hearts. Think about this. What if you were God? Would your first sentence in the Bible be as specific as God's? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That was God. Well, maybe this is you. In the beginning, I want the land to be beautiful and the sky to be, well, be adorned with clouds and look like blue water. God has taught you how to play to win every day, but just maybe you are playing not to lose. Hanging out where you know what to expect. Yeah, that comfort zone. Not willing to go the extra mile. Yeah, making excuses. Oh, I can do it later. Oh, the kids, they're, you know, they've got me so entangled with everything that I just got to be mom right now. Maybe you're okay with losing sleep on your terms, not God's. Meaning you'll party with friends, stay up late, but not extend your day for God. I know this is kind of a gut puncher, isn't it? As I was sitting there watching the game, literally while I was watching, this came to me. And I'm thinking, and I yelled out, actually, not that Northwestern and Nebraska could hear me all the way over in Ireland, but no one else was in the room, so it was okay. My kids couldn't get mad at me, but I yelled, "Why are you playing not to lose? Why? You're not going to get anywhere." And so what do you think the end of the score was at the game? 31-28, Northwestern. Neither of them got really what they wanted. I mean, yes, Northwestern got the win, but really not the win. They could have had a touchdown or two. But they played it, well, in some people's terms, safe. Playing not to lose. What a disservice you are doing to yourself and to God. Yeah, it's a sucker punch, isn't it? It really is. God's got big dreams for you, and some you're already familiar with, but others you ignore for a multitude of reasons. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So who are you going to suit up as? Northwestern or Nebraska? Now, you don't have to like football to answer this question, right? However, I do want you to take it seriously. God does have plans for you. But if you keep pushing your plans ahead of God's, how far do you think you'll get? Walk in step with God. Play to win with Him. Don't work against Him. God's on your side. He's given you more blessings than you can remember or count. So change your world today and make a choice to do it God's way. In the beginning, how do you create your now? Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.